Net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today, this second half hour of hour number three on Tuesday, September 17th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, those markers are in for the podcast. Go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Listen on demand anytime you want. Just click on podcasts and you can listen to whatever segment you want. Downstate Kim, obviously I will be voting for the Republicans, but I'm sick and tired of crappy candidates. Well, then you need to get the candidates elected in the primaries. Now let's talk about the U.S. Senate race. Donald Trump endorsed Mike Rogers early on. I talked to Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. She went to Mar-a-Lago. Not once, not twice, three times. She had members of his private club at Mar-a-Lago supporting her, donating to her, telling her that she was going to get the endorsement from Donald Trump. It didn't happen. In the end, Donald Trump endorsed Mike Rogers. I believe it was a quid pro quo between a PAC supporting Rogers, donating to Trump's legal defense fund, who basically bought the endorsement for Rogers. Regardless, Mike Rogers got the endorsement early on. He refused to debate. He refused to come to any events in person. He basically ran a closet campaign with Donald Trump's endorsement. Donald Trump endorsed me. Vote for me. He raised the most money. He had the ability to self-fund his campaign, plus get a huge PAC behind him. He won it. That's how politics is played, people. I've already had a person reach out to me, a grassroots candidate, wants to run for governor in 2026. My first question to him, how much money are you putting into your campaign account to start with? If it's not $1 million, I don't want to talk to you. I am done endorsing grassroots candidates that don't have a snowball chance in hell of winning. It takes money to win a statewide race. You want to run for governor? You want to run for U.S. Senate? It takes money. If you don't have money, I'm done talking to you. Stop wasting my time. I am done supporting candidates that don't have skin in the game. If you can't loan your campaign $1 million, you can't raise $1 million out of the gate, don't call me. Sorry, I'm not interested. I'm sick and tired of supporting grassroots candidates who don't have the resources to get their name out there with the voters that can win in the primary. It's that simple. Kim says, my cousin told me long ago when I first got involved in politics regarding my support for Patrick Kobach running for governor, it's all about who has the Benjamins, baby. That's right. Harry and Sault Ste. Marie, I'm going to read your text right now, my response to you and your response, and I'm going to reply back to you on the radio. Trucker, voting for Rogers is basically voting for a Democrat. He's going to be Michigan's version of Lindsey Graham. He's a rhino. You know what my reply back to Harry was? Don't care. He was endorsed by Trump and will support Trump and his agenda. Why? Because Trump endorsed him. Quid pro quo. I endorse you. You win the primary. I own you. Anything I need done, Rogers, you will be an advocate and lead sponsor in the U.S. Senate on my behalf. I made you the candidate, and if you win, when I become president and I have an agenda issue for Michigan, you're going to be the one introducing it. Got a very simple question for you, Harry. Do you think Elisa Slotkin is going to support Donald Trump's agenda? Hell no, she's not going to support his agenda. No way, shape, or form. Harry comes back. Neither of them will. You don't understand how it's played. You don't understand, Harry. You're absolutely wrong. Rogers will support Donald Trump's agenda, policies, because he is owned by Trump. That's how the game is played. And here's the other aspect to this. The process going forward has coattails. If you're going to vote for Donald Trump, you have to vote for all the other Republicans. That's the way the game is played. It's a team sport. Do you honestly believe I support Rogers, really? Deep down in my heart, but I'm voting for him. He's the candidate. I surely don't want Elisa Slotkin to be the next U.S. Senator. Younger Democrat, she'll be there for the next 36 years, no problem. Rogers, he's older. He's not going to live as long as Slotkin in the political world. Possibly. We can have another bite at the apple the next election. This one, our candidate's lost. We have to support him. It's that simple. That's how the game is played. And I'll give you a perfect example. I'll give you a perfect example at the local level. And I know a lot of our listeners are outside of the Onaway Public School District, but it is exactly the type of election that needs to be done across the listening area. If you're listening to me online, podcast, website, TuneIn app, whatever, Bay City listeners, people in St. John's, people in the UP, people outside of Michigan. When you have a slate of candidates, the six that are running in Onaway, as a slate of concerned citizens that truly want to fix the school board, the school district, the school itself, once and for all, this is how you put a campaign together. This is how you execute it. Now, one of the things that comes from one of the school board members is John Palmer. Technically, they put forward enough signatures to recall him. Well, guess what? He's going to be on the ballot for re-election. But this is his take on it. You know what really ticks me off on Ticked Off Tuesday? This came in earlier in the first hour. None of these haters of the current school board can tell us what we've actually done wrong. They just hate us because everything we've gotten accomplished through all this bashing has been for the kids. What's best for the kids? What's best for the school district? Well, guess what? This is a process. This is a process that needs to be explained to the voters at the local level. If you put together candidates for your local school board, Alpena, Sheboygan, wherever, you need to get out there and support these candidates, knock on some doors, put up some signs. you need to help them get elected. I've already told people, if you know somebody who lives in Onaway, text me Onaway. I'll send you the slate card of candidates running as a slate to get elected November 5th. The acronym we put together is Black Pepper. Bonnard, LaFave, Christian, Kowalski, Palmer, and Rieger. Yard signs are available. Contact Sherry LaFave. She has them for you to put in your yard. The 4x8s are being finished up today, tomorrow. They will be out there. Here's the bottom line, people. This is the facts. We, the people, need to get our people elected. We have to work hard at this because God knows the Democrats are working hard at getting their candidates elected. This extra money that's coming into Michigan, field organizers, door canvassers, knocking on people's doors to get out the vote. If we don't match their level of enthusiasm, if we don't match their level of involvement, we could possibly lose the state. And here's the problem. These five swing states are going to determine who's the next president. Michigan is right at the top of the list. Michigan is so critical that they are both campaigns, Democrat and Republican, Trump, Vance, Harris, Walz, are spending a ton of time in our state. I mean, Kamala Harris actually did an event with Hanoi Jane Fonda. Where? University of Michigan, Ann Arbor. It was done last night. You cannot make this stuff up. Coming to Ann Arbor, Michigan, U of M, to get out the vote, Hanoi Jane Fonda. Campaigning for Kamala Harris in Ann Arbor. They're doing it because they're catering to the young people. They are getting out the vote. This is voter registration day nationally. Democrat Party, Republican Party pushing to get people to register to vote. Why? Because the absentee ballots are supposed to be done next week. With this court hearing today at 4 o'clock in Detroit about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. staying on the ballot, we'll see whether that happens or not. Absentee ballots may be delayed in Michigan. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231 231- 213-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, final segment of today's show. If you have any comments, you can continue sending them to me, 231-360-5140. You can email us at the radio station, the call letters, WCHY.US, which is our website for the radio station, at gmail.com. So again, call letters, WCHY, we're constant hits of yesteryear. .us is the website, at gmail.com is the email address. You can send me stories, you can send me information, whatever you like. I usually read those later this evening. Take it under consideration for tomorrow's show. Appreciate the information. You can text me anytime. Any of these sponsors that are doing promotions, for example, MyPillow, text me MP, will get you huge discounts, help Mike Lindell clean out his old inventory at his warehouse, the old warehouse, before he opens the new one. If you'd like information about Epoxy Pro, text me EP for Epoxy Pro. I'll send you their website, their contact information. If you would like the cards, Harold, they're going out today, I promise. My day yesterday was completely shot. I was on the phone all day long, didn't get to the post office. They're going out today, I promise. The point is this. Any of our particular campaigns that you want, you can text me during the day, the evening, it doesn't matter. If you'd like the cards, the 100 cards to get people to think about 11 questions before the November 5th election, along with some rear window stickers for your vehicle, some business cards for the radio station, this show, just text me cards. I'll text you back the website, acconservatives.org. You can make a $25 donation online. We'll get you the information mailed directly to you. This is a process as we go forward here for the next, from today, folks. It's 49 days. We're 7 weeks out from today. 7 weeks to educate, inform, get people to understand, to think about this election intellectually, not emotionally. Forget the ads, forget the TV ads, forget the attack ads, forget all of it. What we have to do is educate the public so that they understand what's at risk, what is at stake in this upcoming election. We have to get the enthusiasm up. We got to absolutely talk to the folks. Because it's very simple. If we allow the other side to get out their vote, we don't get out our vote, we lose. And I don't want to hear any complaining after November 5th about this election. The results are going to be the results. Yes, we're fighting corrupt machines. We are fighting a corrupt Secretary of State, putting out executive orders, telling the clerks what to do, what not to do when it comes to validating signatures on absentee ballots. Get over it. We need the turnout to be so big that they can't rig it. We need to overcome the algorithms that they're going to try to put into ghost votes for dead people and people who no longer live in our state. It's going to come down to us talking to your friends that are hunters. People that go to your church. This Sunday, you need to get into the faces of the people at your church and ask them a very simple question. Are you registered to vote and are you going to vote on November 5th? You need to ask those questions. Pastors, I'm calling on you right now on Sunday to preach from the pulpit. Don't worry about your 501c4 tax exempt status. Pulpit Freedom Sunday is coming. They will defend you if you get turned into the IRS, somebody complains, you'll have an attorney to represent you and your church. Google Pulpit Freedom Sunday. Pastors, ministers, preachers need to tell their flock to get registered to vote and to vote on November 5th. Vote your values. Well, I'm a Bible-believing Christian, Trucker, and I'm not living on this world forever. I'm going to live somewhere else when I pass away. That's fine and good. But while you're here, you have a civic duty, responsibility to vote. We need to elect good people to represent our country, the direction of our country, based on policy. Forget about whether or not they are a good Christian candidate. Forget or not whether or not they share your Christian values. What you have to look at is agenda and policy. You're happy paying the gas prices you've been paying for the last 4 years? You're happy with food prices. Vote intellectually. Get out the vote. That's it for today's show. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody. And don't be ticked off.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or...